Well, the great Protestant reformer Martin Luther once observed, and I quote, "Music is one of the most magnificent and delightful presents God has given us." Now, on previous Music Sundays, I think I've attempted to play the piano once. I attempted to play the organ. And after those performances, I don't think my music was seen as a magnificent, delightful present. So today, maybe I should try to sing. Or then again, not. Get you later. So Martin Luther also said, "Next to theology, I give music the highest place and honor. Music is the art of the prophets, the only art that can calm the agitations of the soul." I would imagine that there is not a person here who hasn't, one, experienced agitations of the soul, times of anxiety, uncertainty, fear, and number two, turn to music during those times. And so Luther might just be on to something about music, that music might indeed be the only art that can truly calm the agitations of the soul. And so we will hear in our scripture lesson that Bethany will read, music was the gift that Saul yearned for when he felt evil spirits tormenting him. Saul knew that what he needed to feel better was God's gift of music. He knew music would expel the evil spirits that were tormenting him. He knew that music would calm his agitated soul. It was and it is music that can give each of us a moment of peace, that peace that we all yearn for as we go through life's struggles and skirmishes. Music is God's gift of peace to the world.
Our reading for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 14 through 23, and can be found on page 257 of the Old Testament in your pew Bible. Now the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord tormented him. And Saul's servant said to him, "See now, an evil spirit from God is tormenting you. Let our Lord now command the servants who attend you to look for someone who is skillful in playing the lyre. And when the evil spirit from God is upon you, he will play it, and you will feel better." So Saul said to his servant, "Provide for me someone who can play well, and bring him to me." One of the young men answered, "I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is skillful in playing, a man of valor, a warrior, prudent in speech, and a man of good presence. And the Lord was with him." So Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, "Send me your son David, who was with the sheep." Jesse took a donkey loaded with bread, a skin of wine, and a kid sent them by his son to David, to Saul. And David came to Saul and entered his service. Saul loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. Saul sent to Jesse, saying, "Let David remain in my service, for he has found favor in my sight." And whenever the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, David took the lyre and played it with his hand, and Saul would be relieved and feel better, and the evil spirit would depart from him. May God bless our understanding of this reading.
Perhaps since the beginning of human history, or at least from biblical times, people have turned to music to find solace for agitated souls, to find a moment of peace in the turmoil of one's life or the turmoil of the world. The French poet and novelist, 19th century poet Victor Hugo said, "Who among us hasn't sought peace in a song? Who among us has not sought peace in a song?" A number of years ago, I shared the familiar story which some of you have heard and recall. It's the story of perhaps one of the greatest performances this world has ever seen. It's the cellist of Sarajevo. Remember, it was in 1992, during the siege of Sarajevo, that this cellist, who was the principal cellist of the Sarajevo Opera Theater Orchestra, he witnessed from his window at the opera house the massacre of 22 people in a breadline. He was so tormented and moved that he decided that moment to offer a musical prayer of peace. So for 22 days, he took his cello, went into the ruins of Sarajevo, including the exact crater where that mortar fire had killed 22 people in the breadline, and he played the most beautiful music as an offering for peace. Whether it is us wearing our earbuds on our iPhones, walking down the street, listening to who knows what music, we all listen to different sorts of music, or is it one of us going to our home and turning up our favorite music as high as can be, we all do turn to music for that moment of peace. But we also turn to music for hope. We turn to music for peace, but we also turn to music for hope. And that's exactly what Ahmed did beginning 4 years in 2014. Ahmed, a 27-year-old pianist outside the streets of Damascus in Yarmouk, he was very close to a neighborhood that had a refugee camp. The refugee camp originally had about 800,000 refugees in it, but then it dwindled to about 20,000. But he would take out his battered piano into the ruins of Yarmouk, and he would play the piano. And what he found were the people were just so filled with hope that amidst the civil war raging in Syria, that music could bring a sense of peace, but a sense of hope, that life could go on even for a moment. He found that children especially were drawn by the music that he played on his piano. He composed music while he was there. He composed one song that was dedicated to the refugees who were fleeing Syria, traveling across the Mediterranean, trying to find some sense of peace in Turkey and Europe. So he wrote one song dedicated to them. He also wrote a song about those who remained and who had trouble finding food in those refugee camps. He was just trying to bring a sense of peace, a sense of hope. He said, these are just civilians. All they want to do is listen to music, enjoy music. All they want to do is live in peace and not in war. But Ahmed himself had to give up hope when ISIS arrived. He had other musical instruments, and they came up to him and said, don't you know that music, playing music, is a sin? So they doused gasoline on his piano and all his instruments and burned them. So he himself became a refugee, and there he is outside of Turkey, took his family, and he said, you can't begin to imagine the conditions we face there. First, we had cats for dinner, and then we had no food. Halfway across the world, there was another person who believes that music can bring hope into this world. In Long Beach, California, Lanny Cordola, a guitarist. Many Western people can be entranced by foreign music, Middle Eastern music, Far Eastern music. Well, Lanny believes that music can truly change people's lives. So he not only loved other styles of music, he went to Pakistan, to some of the most dangerous places in Pakistan, and with only a guitar, a smile on his face, and a firm belief in the power of music, he began to cross through Pakistan and Afghanistan playing his guitar. And he seemed to notice in particular, I mean, everyone loved the music, young people, old people, but he found that girls especially wanted to participate in music. And so he started an organization called A Girl with Guitar. And so he brought guitar and other aid, and he engaged the pop stars of Pakistan and Afghanistan to bring both aid that they needed, but also music into their lives, to bring that sense of hope, to bring that sense of peace. In a minute, our chancel choir, in really just a minute, till I will finish, they will sing these words: "My heart is sorely pained within my breast. My soul with deathly terror is oppressed. Trembling and fearfulness fall upon me. With horror overwhelmed, Lord, hear my call. Lord, hear my call." So friends, music truly is the gift that God has given us. It is the answer to our call. It's the answer to our prayers. It's the answer when we cry out in the moments of conflict in our lives. And so we do take this moment today to give thanks for the music offered by all our musicians, the gift that they offer us week after week. And we truly do give thanks to God for the most magnificent gift of music. And let the people say, Amen.